Anglican for Life, two motions. There is the suggestion of proposed resolution on GAFCON, but we may have to let that go. I'm assuming we're all about a GAFCON, so I don't think that'll set us back. But Klaus, would you come?
I'm waiting for my Vanna White. There she is. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. It's not hard to give. We're talking about ARDF, and those are the initiatives to help those that are much less fortunate than us in mostly the Global South. Just perhaps to reiterate for some of you who are not familiar with the Anglican Relief and Development Fund, we are the Canadian affiliate of ARDF, the Global Fund, and ARDF-C is the global aid arm for our diocese and with ARDF for the province, the Anglican Network in Canada. Our board is chaired by Bishop Charlie. It was previously chaired by Bishop Don, and ARDF globally is chaired by Archbishop Foley Beach, was previously chaired by Bishop Bob, who actually was the originator of all of this. It's interesting to note that Baroness Caroline Cox, who many of you know or have heard about, is the honorary chair and does attend our annual meetings. Next video. Yes. Well, I want you to I want to share a short video with you.
How do you get the video to start?
Yeah, there you go.
Here is a man. Years of civil war in his country and millions of refugees. And he has just recently returned to his village. Here is a man. Years of civil war in his country and millions of refugees. And he has just recently returned to his village. When it comes to his town, he and his community discover that it is impossible to farm. The fields are compromised, their property destroyed. And manifold is the rage of his community being destroyed. Not only is his property gone, but his spirit is crushed. And money has nothing, no animals or seeds, only brokenness. It seems hopeless. Seeing the need, Amani's local Anglican bishop applies for an ARDF development project. When the application is received, ARDF sends out a researcher to assess the need in Amani's community. The researcher determines whether the church is able to fulfill that need and returns with a full report detailing the sustainability and risk versus potential impact of the project. If the report indicates that the project is feasible, a global board of archbishops representing the developing world approves the project. ARDF begins to raise funds for the project to be completed. As funding comes in, it is wired for Mani's community to begin addressing those physical needs. The resources come through the local church, and Mani begins to receive tools, training, seeds, and other resources to begin working. He begins to contribute to his community's sustainability once again. And Mani's church also brings the gospel to him and his community to deal with the emotional and spiritual turmoil left from the conflict. And Mani becomes an advocate for reconciliation and peace through prayer and Bible study groups. And Mani begins to have surplus, enough for him to be able to have enough food and send his children to school. When the researcher returns a year later to assess the project, and money has flourished, the researcher marks the project as achieved. The project is deemed completed. The Anglican Relief and Development Fund creates powerful partnerships to transform our world. It is not marked by the inefficiency of external aid campaigns that reinforce dependency and continued distribution of money, food, and other resources. Instead, ANBF is rooted in the idea that positive change comes from the inside out. All our projects are initiated by local communities. We only work with local Anglican churches with whom we have authentic relationships. ANBF practices holistic development, meeting spiritual, emotional, and physical needs. We cannot merely speak the truth, but also bear every burden, helping where it is needed in mind, body, and spirit. Our projects are open to all people, regardless of faith, and it is our joy to be able to present Christ through the development process. ARDF is systematic and rigorous in stewardship. We participate in sustainable, partnership-based, and holistic projects that reach into the lives of real people. We serve and develop for better lives through our relationships. And we want a relationship with you too. Consider partnering with ARDF as we build up communities around the world. The Anglican Relief and Development Fund. Powerful partnerships transforming our world.
So how does it work? When we process a project, we totally engage with the diocese. We enter a contract, a memorandum of understanding with the diocese that's about 5 pages long, and it totally outlines the funds that we will provide and the accountability that has to happen, the reports, and the time span. The projects are applied for through ARDF, then they're vetted. It depends on the impact, the viability, financial control, leadership, and the implementation and sustainability of this. Not all projects get approved. Not all projects are viable. Not all accountability in some of those places are good. The Canadian government, by the way, is very strict the way we send money to overseas places. We have to be very accountable. There has to be a contract. So we select these projects, and then we present them to the Board of Trustees, and the Board of Trustees that approves these projects are the Global South primates. So the North American board or our board does not approve a project. It's approved by those people where stuff happens, where the money goes. And the leadership is the Archbishop from Congo, is Ngoma, the presiding bishop of Jerusalem in the Middle East, Bishop Munir, Bishop Bali from Southeast Asia, Archbishop Deng from Sudan, and Bishop Tito Savalas, who we all know, and Archbishop Stephen from Burma. So these are the men that approve the project. Without their approval, we cannot go ahead. You've all heard about the project in South Sudan, which we're hoping to complete very, very shortly. And that project was approved by these men. And then we will get, of course, a report. I met yesterday with Bill Dice, who's the national director from the U.S., and we talked about the next one or two projects for us to take on in 2015. And I looked at some raw material and projects that will likely be approved at a meeting in December by the primates. And until the project are approved, we cannot take them on. The ARDF board here in Canada is chaired by Bishop Charlie. Bishop Don is still a member, and we're pleased with that. Victoria Haya is a member. Marilyn works very hard on the board as to communication, and Bill Clark from Victoria is our REC liaison. I am on the board as executive director and treasurer, and I also liaise with the overseas diocese when it comes to communicating with them and getting reports back. Ed Lewis is parish ambassador liaison, and you hear more about it. And Nona Leong liaises with AMIC, and Eleanor is our donor liaison. And you've all received letters from Eleanor, and we're really, really pleased with her hard work. And David Quayle is our secretary, and he's also the liaison with folks at ACOC, and he's a member of Little Trinity in Toronto.
So we've completed five projects to this point, and this I'll go quite quickly because we don't have a lot of time. This slide shows the five projects. The first one is on the far right in Kenya, then on the far left, Congo. And then we moved to two microfinance projects, one in Burma and one in Peru, helping moms, single moms often support their families by developing micro businesses. And our most recent one was in Recife, Brazil, where we provided the finances for them to build a training center, which is used both for training their own missionaries to go to the Amazon, as well as to train community, because they're in a very poor community, so providing even basic primary educational training. This is our current project that Klaus alluded to. We are partnering with the Diocese of Yaw in South Sudan. They have a really well-regarded clinic there. It's really more of a hospital because there's so little health care in South Sudan. There's one doctor for 100,000 people, estimated. And so there's just a desperate need for health care. This Martha Clinic has a pediatric ward, but it is so overcrowded because they have such a good reputation. People come from, you know, many, many miles around. And the children often are so sick they would die within 24 hours without care. Usually they have malaria, they're severely dehydrated, but with care at Martha Clinic, they're often able to be released within 24 hours. And right now, a lot of those little ones are being treated and stay on the floor. They're often in the veranda. I've even heard they're cared for in the kitchen because they just have no space. So the diocese has now completed the construction of this new ward. And so that's the good news. They've completed construction. The bad news is that we haven't completed fundraising. So we need your help. So this ward was just opened 2 weeks ago. And, there's a lot of photos on the ARDFC website, ardfc.ca. If you go to the project link and scroll down, you'll see lots of photos of the construction of this ward. So these are the ways you can support us. Your church budget, we really hope that ANIC churches, in crafting your budget, consider just as a matter of course allocating some funds for ARDFC. As individuals, when you think of your annual giving, I hope you think of ARDFC and carve out a portion for ARDFC. We also have a fundraiser right now. This has become a tradition with ARDFC where we create these Christmas gift cards. So rather than giving somebody another tie that they don't need or stupid socks, give them something that actually contributes to the kingdom of God. This card says, "This Christmas, we together are making the world a better place for children in the war-torn country of South Sudan." And then on the back it says, "In your honor and to wish you the best Christmas ever, a donation has been made through the Anglican Relief and Development Fund, etc." And it says a little bit about the project. So we're suggesting a minimum donation of $10. If there are any cards left, they're on the table out there. You can just, it's on the honor system, take whatever card you need. There's envelopes there. And make your donation online or send it in to the ANIC office, to ARDFC. We have one more video. These videos, by the way, are from ARDF in U.S., so that's why you'll hear them say ARDF, but we work hand in hand with them. And this video was made a year ago, so the stats are a little bit out of date.
Global Anglican Communion. Today, we thank God for the numerous community development projects and thousands of changed lives made possible by compassionate donors like you. ARDF has successfully funded over 125 projects in more than 34 countries in the developing world, and we are blessed to say that millions of dollars have been strategically used to further the gospel and ease the suffering of those living in poverty.
My brothers and sisters, those who of you has been donating money, thank you very much for your support. You can be sure that your money has been used in the best way. We have taken decisions seriously and with wisdom. And thank you very much for your support.
There is no church in the world that cannot give. And when we give, we make God tangible. The gospel tangible to the places where we are assisting our people.
I'm very thankful for the donors, particularly for the ARDF, for working with Tabora for many years.
I would say thank you for supporting us to achieve what the community needs. Our aim as a church will always be to fulfill the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, to reach the world.
ARDF helped us to run 6 projects in 6 different dioceses, and which was a great thing for our people and for our church. And it made us very visible in contributing for peace in our country.
Our church pray for you and for the team of ARDF. It's because they help so much our church. And thank you for all, and we continue to pray for you every day.
We very much value and appreciate the partnership with ARDF. This partnership, in fact, is helping us so much to show the love of Jesus with many, many people. Thousands and thousands of people in Egypt and also in the Horn of Africa.
Thank you very much for those of you who've participated, and please, if you haven't, check out the website. Lots of good information. As you know, we've also facilitate funds for the suffering Christians in northern Iraq. Much of that money has been sent through Archbishop Munir, who has been the conduit on this. And so appreciate all your support.
Thank you very much, Klaus and Marilyn. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this ministry and for the many, many projects and the many people who have been touched by it, and specifically for ARDFC. And we pray that we would be able to continue and bring this fund for this one project to completion. We thank you for especially the children whose lives are being saved through it, through this clinic. And we just entrust ourselves and all that we have to you in Jesus' name. Amen.